The Narragansett Bay Commission owns and operates the two largest wastewater treatment facilities in the state. Cleaning water is expensive, which is why Planning Director Tom Yuva says the agency is aiming to run on 100% renewable energy within 2 years. By doing that, the commission will
basically stabilize electric rates for our users for 25 years to come.
The wastewater agency is already saving roughly $1.1 million a year in electricity bills with its existing wind turbines at its Fields Point facility. It recently purchased two more wind turbines in Coventry, and they're working to buy a third. The agency also plans to build a biogas facility to capture methane from the human waste it treats to produce electricity.
We're looking at a very diversified energy portfolio. The biogas project would always be running because we're always treating sludge and generating methane gas, and that would run consistently throughout the year.
Yuva says that'll help maintain reliability because his facilities can't miss a beat when it comes to treating water. Agency officials are planning to buy or produce more energy than they need to balance fluctuations dictated by weather. If a power system were to go down, the agency would still get electricity from the regional grid.
To me, the major risk is, what happens if they invent something 10 years from now where we don't need power from the grid anymore? So then did we make a bad investment?
But Yuva thinks the agency is on the right path, tapping into renewable energy and energy efficiency programs. Later this fall, officials will look into buying solar energy.
You know, eventually we're going to get to a zero electric bill. The other significant benefit is the reduction of our carbon footprint.
Yuva expects the agency to offset 20 metric tons of carbon emissions each year once it's running on 100% renewables. He says that will help Rhode Island meet its ambitious goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.